temperature out there this morning. We have 76 degrees, 89% humidity, with a light breeze coming off Biscayne Bay. Actually, that's Miami, Florida, where we find Dr. John Braccio, Dr. John B. this morning. That sounds a lot better than our 36 and murky fog. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Well, good morning. Happy New Year to you, Dave. And I must say, it's a little warmer here than it is there.
Yeah, it's a very nice day. I bet you stayed up and watched that football.
Of course. Yesterday was a football day. Of course, it was a great day to watch football and exciting things. And like you said, the Penn State-USC game will go down as a classic. When you score 101 points, that's a lot of points in a game, a lot of excitement.
No, that's just, it was crazy out there in the finish with all that. Like I said, we'll have more on that later in the show, but it certainly set the tone. A lot of crazy things have happened over the past year. Like I also mentioned, 2017 is hard to get used to, but we've arrived. And maybe time, Doc, for some people to reassess in terms of their kids and the idea of teaching tolerance, which is different, as I mentioned on the tease, from teaching blind acceptance of everything.
Well, that is true. I think what we need to do is really get back to modeling, we call it humane, helpful, genteel behaviors, just trying to teach people to behave in a good way. I kind of go by the golden rule always, which seems to come back more and more as we talk, the idea of doing unto others you would have them do unto you. But parents need to teach tolerance. They need to teach their children that there can be two ways to do something, and they don't want, one doesn't have to be completely wrong. It can just be different. I'll give you just one example. You know, there are those that believe that we need more taxes so the government can spend it more effectively to get things done. Okay, then there are those that believe less taxes are possible, are better in terms of developing businesses and create more jobs and therefore produce more for all. Now, those are not right or wrong. Those are different views on how to create jobs, do the best thing for society. Obviously, extremes on anything are a bad idea, but that's just one example that comes to my mind. But you will hear people yelling, screaming, and even going nutsy cuckoo, if you will, about someone who has one of those views. And I think it's really important that we don't do that. Another one, I'm certain I've been involved with the NEA for many years, but I do realize there are those that have views and honest views in their own mind on vouchers in terms of charter schools, public schools, schools of choice. There's a lot of different ideas on education. And I think we have to be at least willing to discuss and debate these things, not in a screaming, yelling, or hateful way, but just in terms of saying there are different views and different ideas of doing things. Another thing, personally, our kids went to the Catholic schools. I did myself. My view is I don't see public money going into that, because then I think it would end up being controlled by the government. I think it's best that if you don't, you pay your public taxes. And if you want to go to a Catholic school, as an example, then that is a good thing to do. However, there are those that believe that the money should go that way, the way you want to, if you know, in terms of a voucher. So these are debatable. These are things that get people mad and upset. But I think what we need to do when we talk to our children, we model, is just we can say what we believe is the right thing. But I don't believe it's helpful to teach kids to dislike and find great fault in others because they have different views than we do. It's same thing in politics. We just went through a raucous, if you will, campaign, and both sides seem very good at calling names and finding fault in the other. The problem I seem to see, though, is neither side believes they did. They believe they spoke the truth, and the other side was bad. So I think now's the time to take a time out and just say, look, let's try to do the best as we can as citizens and try to move forward. This is going to be hard for a lot of people, but I think as parents, it's good we can identify things that we found inappropriate, words that were used, statements that were used, attitudes that were used, and try to just have them learn that we are a country, we're a republic, we have these raucous elections, if you will, oftentimes probably in different levels, And we just need to teach our children how to be tolerant, how to not get obsessed over something and realize there's always another, there's another election. And then another thing we need to do is help children when they meet people that are different, when they meet people that have different views, call it what you will, to be tolerant. As long as people are, we'll say, basically moral, basically trying to make good decisions, trying to move forward in a positive way in life, then I think what we want to do is teach our children to respect them. Because everybody doesn't think the same. Everyone doesn't parent the same.
No.
People do things differently. So we don't want to be encouraging what we'd consider bad behavior, lying, taking advantage of other people, not doing what we're saying we're going to do. Those are good things to highlight for children what not to do and try to model those behaviors ourselves. And I think another
that's the idea that, that I made at the start, which is, you know, it's not blind accept. You don't have to give up your principles to be tolerant and to be someone who can look where it's appropriate for compromise, that the other side doesn't have to lose for you to win, that there can be more than one way. That doesn't mean everybody gets a trophy. I'm not talking about that, so don't think I'm intimating that in the trophy. Everyone gets a trophy society, but that's kind of the road that you're going down here when advocating for the timeout. And I did see, Doc, over the holiday period, I took a couple of days off myself, people on social media, there were still political posts, but there were less of them, and it was nice seeing people get away from that for at least a few days, you know, to catch their breath. That's a good thing.
Well, that I think is good, David. One of the problems with social media, of course, is that people can immediately get something out there. And as we know, this last election led to a lot of family breakup, a lot of people being angry with each other. And just another personal note, I think social media often are best to be for social and for communicating on family, friends, and not be out there fighting with people on politics, religion, other things. And so that's part of the culture right now. But I think the common sense thing is just stay away from those things. And that's something we also can be teaching our children, that we don't want to be bullying. We don't want to be saying mean things to people, and just in general. It's all part of this modeling tolerance and teaching tolerance to our children. You made a good point. It's not that we're telling people to give up their standards and accept inappropriate behavior. No, we're just trying to show there are differences, different ways of doing things. It could be another one, could be a Protestant and a Catholic as an example, or a Muslim or Jewish, whatever it might be. There are many different ways of approaching God. There are many different ways of approaching life, call it what you will. You know, we're Christians, so we tend to, what we do, we approach life from that point of view. Another thing to let children know, very key thing, is something we've talked about and we'll talk about more. The idea that aiming to do the right thing is very important. Mm. It's even if we don't always do it, I think important thing for children to say, look, we at least try to do the right thing. We may not always succeed, but being able to distinguish between right and wrong is a very important skill set, for the person to develop.
It certainly is. I remember the line from To Kill a Mockingbird a long time ago. That was Atticus Finch. You never understand a person until you consider things from their point of view, till you get inside their skin and walk around in it a little bit. It holds up over 50-plus years. DrJohnB.com, that is the website. Podcast will be there shortly. Everything like Miami Beach, but with the Doc online, wherever you are, no matter what the weather. Happy New Year, my friend. Good to talk to you.
And one other thing, too. Let Western Michigan be praised, because this was a spectacular year for them. Now, listen, Happy New Year to you, my friend. We'll
take
talk
care.
Later.
Next week we will. 1320 WILS. Yeah.